May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pubov, Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to play you the edited version of the audio of the Beginner's Mind lecture that Shunryu Suzuki gave on November 11th, 1965 at the Los Altos Zendo in Marion Derby's living room on a Thursday morning, his regular Thursday morning circuit riding jaunt down to Los Altos. So, you know, I've already presented this lecture in the raw version and the edited version of the audio. That was seven podcasts, one by one. This is the whole lecture. And it's the edited audio. There's two spots in it where there's some sort of terrible interference. First one is about 6 seconds, and the second one's about 10 seconds. I think we might not have lost anything in the first one. Maybe a word or so, I can't remember. Second one, we maybe did. Charlie Wilson has worked on trying to capture some. Yeah, I think we lost a little bit, but I really don't think much meaning is lost. You won't notice that in the edited version. Okay, and I'll tell you, the audio file raw is 16 minutes and 58 seconds. And it's 4 minutes shorter in the version, the edited version. And mainly what it's cut out is coughs, a little bit of superfluous ums, but I left most of the ums and ahs in. But some of them I thought, well, that didn't really move me. mainly space. I mean, he would pause so long. So I limited him to just so much, but there's still a lot of space. This could be cut down to, right now it's about 13 minutes. It could be cut down to, I bet it could be cut down to 6.5 minutes. But I don't know, because I haven't tried. So anyway, I'm going to read it first. And then I'm going to play the audio. People say to study Zen is difficult. But there is some misunderstanding why it is difficult. It is not difficult because to sit in cross-legged position is hard, or to attain enlightenment is hard. But it is hard to keep our mind pure and to keep our practice pure in an original way. Zen became more and more impure after the Zen school was established in China. It's a development of Zen, but at the same time, it became impure. But I don't want to talk about Chinese Zen or history of Zen this morning. What I want to talk about is why it is difficult. It's because just you came here this morning. Getting up early is a very valuable experience for you. Just you wanted to come here. It's very valuable. We say Shoshin. Shoshin means beginner's mind. If we can keep beginner's mind always, that is the goal of our practice. We recited Prajna Paramita Sutra this morning only once. We recited very well, but what will happen to us if we recite twice, three times, four times, or more? Then we will easily lose our attitude in reciting, the original attitude in reciting the sutra. Same thing will happen to us. For a while, you keep your beginner's mind. If we continue to practice 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, our beginner's mind will have some pattern, and we will lose the limitless meaning of original mind. In beginner's mind, we have many possibilities, but in an expert mind, there is not much possibility. So, in our practice, the important thing is to resume to our original mind, or our inmost mind, which even we ourselves do not know what it is. This is the most important thing for us. The founder of our school emphasized this point. We have to remain always beginner's mind. And this is the secret of Zen and the secret of various practices, the practice of flower arrangement, the practice of Japanese singing and various arts. If we keep our beginner's mind, we keep our precepts. When we lose our beginner's mind, we will lose the precept. For Zen students, the most important thing is not to be dualistic, or we should not lose our self-satisfied state of mind. We should not be too demanding, or we should not be too greedy. Our mind should always be rich and self-satisfied. When our mind becomes demanding, or when we become longing for something, we will violate our precepts, not to kill, not to be immoral, not to steal, or not to tell a lie, and so on. Those are based on our greedy mind. When our mind is satisfied, we keep our precepts. When we ourselves are always self-satisfied, we have our original beauty. And we can practice good, and we are always true to ourselves. So the most difficult thing is to keep our beginner's mind in our practice. So if you can keep your beginner's mind forever, you are Buddha. In this point, our practice should be concentrated. We should practice our way with beginner's mind always. There is no need to have some deep understanding of Zen. Even though you read Zen literature, you have to keep this beginner's mind, and you have to read it with a fresh mind. We shouldn't say, I know what Zen is, or I have attained enlightenment. We should always be beginners. This is a very important point, and difficult. We should be very, very careful about this point. I was very much impressed by your practice this morning, although your posture was not perfect, but the feeling you have here is wonderful. There's no comparison to it. At the same time, we should make our effort to keep this feeling forever in our practice. This is very, very important in your practice. This is very, very important. In Japanese art, you know, when you master some art, When you become the successor of your master, you will receive some paper on which something is written. No one knows what it is. It is very difficult to figure out what it is and to explain what it is. But if you have a beginner's mind, it's all right. Thank you very much. If you can say, thank you very much, from the bottom of your heart, that's all right. If you say, what is it? You have no secret. And just say, thank you very much. That's enough. But this is very difficult. So by your practice, we must make our beginner's mind more and more. We should appreciate beginner's mind. This is the secret of practice, Zen practice. So, I did a little running editing as I read that, but it's almost exactly what he said. But, you know, some things are okay for him to say, but I feel uncomfortable, with the... I leave enough of his grammar in. One change I made in his grammar, right what I was just reading at the end, where he says, where I read, if you can say, what is it? That piece of paper the master gives you to say you've completed your practice with him, you've climbed on his shoulders. If you can say, what is it? Then, that's too much. If you can say, thank you, that's, the best, is what he's saying. he didn't say, if you can say, what is it? He said, if you can say what it is. And we've had various discussions about that, because this could be read, well, if you can say what it is, then, there's no mystery. Shundo, he said, if you listen to the inflection and this and that, and also just the general meaning of it, he's saying, if you can say what it is, he means, what is it? So I made that. I was saying, no, what if you can say what it is, but anyway, for various reasons, I'm coming to feel now, that it's him meaning to say, if you can say, what is it? There's another thing I haven't commented on in this. There's a switch in his thinking early on where he says, but I don't want to talk to you about Chinese Zen or history of Zen this morning. But why I say I want to talk about why it is difficult is because just you came here this morning. No, this is, he had a change of what he wanted to say. But why I say I want to talk about why this is difficult is because, now he's not going to say why it's difficult. He's going to give you a preamble to why he says it. Why it's difficult is because you came here this morning. That's not why it's difficult. He switches there, his thinking. Sort of a tangent, right? I do that. I am a total tangent talker. Anybody who's listened to a lot of my podcasts would know that, except a lot of them I edit out. I mean, it gets too far flung. But anyway, but why I want to talk about this is why it is difficult is because just you came here. He pauses there. Just you came here this morning, getting up early. It's a very valuable experience for you. Just you wanted to come here. It's very valuable. So he's not saying there why it's difficult. He's going to get to that later. Because it's difficult to keep beginner's mind. That's what he's getting into. You know, I have recently looked at the edited version of this that's in the book, but I'm sure they dealt with that and that, you know, that's that switch of thinking there is not, I'm sure they dealt with that in the book. Anyway, I just wanted to mention those things. Okay, so let's listen to what he said that morning in an edited version. You can always go to shunyusuzuki.com or San Francisco, sfzc.org/Suzuki Roshi Archive or something like that, or Engaged Wisdom. But actually, on shunyusuzuki.com, if you go to the lecture search form and write Beginner's Mind in there, or write 65-11-11, you'll go to this lecture, and there's a link there to the Zen Center Engaged Wisdom original unblemished, unedited version. No, it's actually the blemished, unedited version. Okay, so let's hear what he has to say here.
People say to study Zen is difficult, but there is some misunderstanding why it is difficult. It is not difficult because to sit in cross-legged position is hard, or to attain enlightenment is hard. But it is hard to keep our mind pure and to keep our practice pure in original way. Then become more and more impure. After Zen school established in China, it is development of Zen, but at the same time, it become impure. But I don't want to talk about Chinese Zen or history of Zen this morning, but why I say I want to talk about why it is difficult is because just you came here this morning, getting up early. It's very valuable experience for you. Just you wanted to come here. It's very valuable. We say, shoshin. Shoshin means beginner's mind. If we can keep beginner's mind always, that is the goal of practice. We recited Prajnaparamita Sutra this morning. Only once. I think we recited very well. But what will happen to us if we recite twice, three times, four times, and more, then we will easily lose our attitude in reciting, original attitude in reciting sutra. Same thing will happen to us while you have, you keep your beginner's mind. If we continue to practice 1 year, 2 years, our beginner's mind will have some pattern, and we will lose the limitless meaning of original mind. In beginner's mind, we have many possibilities, but in expert mind, there's not much possibilities. So in our practice, the important thing is to resume to our original mind or inmost mind, which we ourselves, even we ourselves do not know what it is. This is the most important thing for us. The founder of our school emphasized at this point. We have to remain always beginner's mind. And this is the secret of Zen, and secret of various practice of flower arrangement, practice of Japanese singing, and various art. If we keep our beginner's mind, we keep our precepts. When we lose our beginner's mind, we will lose all the precepts. And for Zen students, the most important thing is not to be dualistic, or not, we should not lose our self-satisfied state of mind. We should not be too demanding, or we should not be too greedy. Our mind should be always rich and self-satisfied. When our mind become demanding, or when we become longing for something, we violate the our precepts, not to kill, not to be immoral, not to steal, or not to tell lie, and so on. Those are based on our greedy mind. When our mind is satisfied, we keep our precepts. When we ourselves is always self-satisfied, we have our original beauty. And we can practice good. And we are always true to ourselves. So the most difficult thing is to keep our beginner's mind in our practice. So if you can keep your beginner's mind forever, you are Buddha. In this point, we should be, our practice should be concentrated. We should practice our way with beginner's mind always. There's no need to have deep understanding of Zen. Even though you read Zen literature, you have to keep this beginner's mind. And you have to read it with fresh mind. We shouldn't say, I know what is Zen, or I have attained enlightenment. We should be always beginner. This is very important point and difficult. We should be very, very careful about this point. I was very much impressed by your practice this morning. Although your posture was not perfect. But the feeling you have here is wonderful. There's no comparison to it. At the same time, we should make our effort to keep this feeling forever in your practice. This is very, very important point. In Japanese art, when you master some art, when you become successor of your master, you will receive some paper on which something is written. No one knows what it is. It is very difficult to figure out what it is and to explain what it is. But if you have a beginner's mind, it's all right. Thank you very much. If you can say, thank you very much, from bottom of your heart, that's all right. If you say, but it is. You have no secret. Just you can say thank you very much. That's enough. But this is very difficult. So by your practice, we must make our beginner's mind more and more. We should appreciate beginner's mind. This is the secret of practice, Zen practice.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Pupa of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.
Thank you.